Psalm 2. Why do the nations cause a commotion? Why are the countries devising plots that will fail? The kings of the earth form a united front. The rulers collaborate against the Lord and His chosen King. They say, "Let's tear off the shackles they've put on us. Let's free ourselves from their ropes." The one enthroned in heaven laughs in disgust. The sovereign master taunts them. Then he angrily speaks to them and terrifies them in his rage. He says, "I myself have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill." The king says, "I will tell you what the Lord decreed. He said to me, 'You are my son. This very day I have become your father. You have only to ask me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the ends of the earth as your personal property. You will break them with an iron scepter. You will smash them as if they were a potter's jar.' So now, you kings, do what is wise. You rulers of the earth, submit to correction. Serve the Lord in fear. Repent in terror. Give sincere homage, otherwise he will be angry, and you will die because of your behavior when his anger quickly ignites. How happy are all who take shelter in him."